Good evening, Abba Yisai. Says the Gemara, Mikolmokim mitzvah lehavi al kol shulchan melach kodim shivtza. Now, nevertheless, although the, we're up to Simon Kuf Samach Zayin in the Gemara. So Gemara said that there's an Indian of bringing, we're in the middle of it, we're up to the Gemara, I believe. So initially the Shulchan Aruch said that you need to bring salt or an additional additional food. Yeah, letaven, lelafes, some spice, in order to make the bracha more chashuv. The Ramah says, hold on a second, it's not the full truth. There's more to that. Says the Ramah, because Mark mitzvah lovi hakol shulchan melach kodim shivtza. Never mind, kovid habracha. There's an additional element, and I was mentioned yesterday that one should bring salt to the table because of ki hashulchan. Famously, the table resembles toim el mizbeach, is similar to a mizbeach, where achiluk a korban and the eating is like a korban. V'nemar, as it says in the pasuk, al kol korbanecho takriv melach, and as it says, al kol korbanecho, on any korban, and kol seems to imply not just the korban in the mizbeach, but korban also on the table, takriv melach, you should bring salt. So therefore, there's an Indian of bringing salt onto the table. Additionally, says the Ramah, v'umagein, if you bring salt onto the table, it also protects you from any evil. Cholila. Very fascinating halach the Mishneh Berurah here, starting from Seif Katan Lamed. Toim lemizbeach, k'mo shom chazal, the Gemara in Brocha says, b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayem, when the beis hamikdash stood, hamizbeach mechapa la'odam, the mizbeach atones for a person doing averus, ve'achshav, and nowadays, shulchona shel odam, the table of a man, shenoisen melach moy ledol. That interesting addition over here. The table of a person is also kapora by noisen melach moy ledol, that you're giving from your bread to poor people, to others. So it is an element of sharing, an element of giving to others, and that's why it's comparable to a mizbeach. The if you look in the Shar Etzion in Seif Katan Chof Hey, he says it's not only because you're sharing, it's also, I know Shabbat is for sharing, but also Shabbat, you're saying the table is, besides that, when you say Divrei Torah, that makes that elevates the table into a mizbeach by saying divrei Torah by the table. Kedisa bevavus, as it says in the Mishnah Avos, v'lefachos, at the very least, yom ha'izeh mizmoy, achabek esamoytzi, when you say some sort of mizmoy, some sort of posuk, some sort of kapitel, tehillim, when he says something, when he says some psukim, some Torah, at the very least, that elevates the shulchan into a mizbeach. Like a korban. So therefore, we need to bring some salt by the table. And he also protects him from pironus. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Beis, he protects us. Sifkot Lamed Aleph, the one before that. V'achila, heating. Sha'adom oichal lechazek yichos, the person eats to strengthen his koiches. V'alidezeh yerebori, and by eating, he gains strength. V'chozok, and he's got the power, he's got the koich. L'avod Hashem to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sifkot Lamed Beis, v'megen. It protects from pironus. If you have salt on the table, it protects you from evil. Sifkot Lamed Beis, v'megen. It protects us. The Isav Medrash, the Medrash says, Shekshe Yisrael Yoshim Mamtinin Ze Eze, when Yidna are sitting around the table and they wait for one another, Mamtinin Ze Eze, Ad Shitli Deim, until the last one is washed. V'hem below mitzvahs and they're without mitzvahs. Hasotim lekadring aleim. You're not waiting about it. And you know that whenever it is washed and you're waiting for the last person who hasn't washed yet, the nochschlepper. Every family has got a nochschlepper. Every family has got one of those. So when you're waiting for him or her, so people are waiting. And so you have a few minutes, no mitzvahs. You can't do anything. You can't talk in learning. You can't talk. You can't even be nice. There's nothing you can do. No mitzvahs. So Hasotim lekadring aleim. The sotten is a mekatrek. The sotten then, he says, look at our family. They're not doing any mitzvahs. They're just like quietly not doing anything. Mind you, it's actually better than talking Lashon Hara, I suppose. It's better than doing Averus. Well, but there's nothing positive taking place over here. Hasotem lekatrek alei, the sotten is mekatrek, ubris melach megin aleim. And the bris melach, the promise of salt, the bris melach, He's there. So it's, if you have the salt there, it's a bris melach, the covenant, the promise. He's there and that protects Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. So he brings in Sifkotan Lamed Gimel, the last line. He brings something with the Kubalim, which is interesting. For Kosim the Kubalim, Litvol Pursas Hamoitzi Melach Sholish Pomeh. Have you ever seen that? You should take the Hamoitzi and dip it three times into the salt. The Mekubalim say, I'll be Kabbalah. Don't know why. Kabbalah is very right. You should take the Hamoitzi once, two, three times. It's going to be a very salty piece of Hamoitzi, but I'll be Kabbalah. That's the right thing to do. Lead us straight and say, Vav, Yoichal Miat. You have made the bracha of Hamoitzi. You eat straight away, immediately. For lo yasiach ben bracha lachile. Do not talk between the bracha and the eating. Veimsach, if you did talk, what happens then? You should make a bracha again. So you make a bracha and you eat. If you make a bracha and you talk, you have missed, you have wasted your bracha. Elohim Kain, unless. If you made a bracha and you talked, matters which are connected to the Hamoitzi, then you didn't lose the bracha, you didn't miss the bracha. Kugoin, such as Shebechalapas, you made a moitzi. Fekoitim, Shaochal, before you took the first bite, Oma, he said, Yom Elach, bring me some salt, I lift on some tasteful, something nice to add to the moitzi. Tnu leploin ilechol, or they say, keep something, he needs something to eat. Tnu maichalabahema, or he says, give some food for the animal. Vechiritzabel, anything similar to that. Enotzach Lavoch, you do not make a bracha. Again, if you make hamoitzi and you talk, you have to do the bracha again. You have missed your bracha. However, if you make hamoitzi and you talk before you eat, and it was, what you talked was relating to the food that you're going to eat for the hamoitzi, such as bring me salt, is there challah for him? Is there anything related to the food that you're eating now? Then the bracha is still chal. You didn't lose the bracha. Another example, which Shulchan Aruch says is fine, is if you did tnu maichal abehema, if you feed the animal, if you made hamoitzi and you didn't eat yet, and you say, feed the animal, have you given some food for the animal? That's okay as well. Why is that okay? Because you need to feed the animal before you eat yourself. So you're stuck over here, because you made the bracha, hamoitzi, and now just before you took the bite, you realize, I haven't fed my animal yet. So now you're allowed to say, can you feed the animal? That's not, and then afterwards you can take the bite, and that's fine. That's fine, because that's tzarich achila. We'll get more to that shortly. By the way, lest I forget, Reb Gideon mentioned yesterday about, or was it yesterday or 2 days ago, I forgot, about telling children to wash again. When children talk, after, so not the, we're, not what we're talking about now, after washing, before the hamoitzi, when a child talks, many people say, why don't you go and wash again, because you talked. And we mentioned yesterday that this is probably, it looks like it's very wrong, because it's not really considered hefzik, only chatchila. It's not hefzik. Do you remember that? Yeah? So, I just checked, because I checked with the dayan, and he said, it's definitely a bochel batole. It's definitely a bochel batole. If a child talks after washing, it's don't tell him to wash again and make a new bracha. Even without bracha, it's a hefsek. There's no need to. It's not considered a hefsek. There's no need for him to wash again. No, it's not. No, we learned that it's not considered a hefsek. It's not lechatchila. Lechatchila don't. But if you did, keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Even if it's age of chinuch, it's not really hefsek. So I just wanted to, I was worried I'll forget, so I just checked with the dayan to confirm, and indeed that's the halacha. Okay. It says the Rama, who mikol mokoyim, I'm gonna get back to this in a minute, but let's just carry on with the Rama. Mikol mokoyim nevertheless, lechatchila yafsik klal, you should lechatchila never make a hamoitzi and then talk, even if it's necessary conversation, ideally. Make a bracha of hamoitzi and then take a bite. Don't talk. Ve'imsoch, v'ho, now says the remote, v'ho, and that, the imsoch, dvorim abetelim, that we said, that a person who talks matters which are not related to suda, tzorich lachzo levorech, you need to make a bracha again. Hainu davke shesoch, koidim shoch ala boitzea. This is only if the barabais who made the bracha, he did not take a bite yet. Aval, but achakach lo yavasicha hefsek. It's not considered hefsek. So he says, afal pisha dain lo yochlo acherim amesubim. Although others may not have eaten, kva yotzu kuno bachilas aboitzea. To one, the balabais, if he has made a broch and he took a bite, so the others, it doesn't matter if they took already. Although they didn't have the bite yet. They don't need to wait for him. They don't really need to. The Moshe says a fascinating halacha. If the balabais made hamotzei lechem in oretz and he took a bite, others can now talk. Does that make sense? Is that what we do? Certainly not. Indeed, the Ramah points out straight, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Zivkut Mem Gimel, Kimat Kol Ha'achoyenim Cholkim Olav. I'm cutting in the middle of the Mem Gimel. Although the Ramah holds that way, this is not the halacha. Certainly, what do we do? If the Balabais talks and had the Hamoitzi, everybody around the table, they still need to wait until they eat the Hamoitzi themselves. True? So, but this is the Ramah. We should just be aware. The Ramah holds. Balabais made the bracha, everybody else can talk already. Okay, but that's not what we pass tonight, that's not what achonim is. Okay, just going back. Rabbi, we talk now, yeah. Very hard to understand. It's very hard to understand. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hoil v'kva cholo birkas ha-mavorech. The Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah is, because the birkas ha-mavorech, it's all the bracha of the balabais. So he made the bracha ready, and his bracha is ready chal. His bracha worked already because he's elevated. So everybody else, it's not bracha. It's not. Yeah. So there, it's a little bit different because they don't. It's a little bit different. But so you're saying that. Yeah. So but there, it's actually more lenient. By kiddush is more lenient. Yeah, there's more lenient than this. So although over here, although Achronim disagree with the Ramah, by Kiddush it's different. By Kiddush is more lenient. Now, what does he... We have spoken so much now that you may not interrupt between the broch of Hamoitzi and the bite, the eating. Define eating. When can you start talking again? When you have Hamoitzi, what?
Digesting.
Wow. So 1 second. From Hamoitzi... Until you've digested, you don't talk. That's a stringent shear. Wow. That's, yeah. From, you make Borchatash Hamotzelech Hamanolitz. When can you start talking? Swallowed. Okay. You have to swallow Kizais. Kizais. You need to eat the Kizais, only then you can. That means, according to you, the Balabais is a Borchatash Hamotzelech Hamanolitz. You can't. And you eat, you need to now eat the full kezais. Do you remember how much the kezais was on Pesach night? Yeah. You can't talk yet. You can't, no news of what happened in shul and no telling off and nothing until you've had the kezais. Okay. Yeah.
One that you have to swallow a mashu.
You need to swallow a tiny amount.
But one that if you just taste it, maybe it's
Bedi-Evet,
if you taste it.
Taste it.
Can sometimes be enough.
Taste it. Yeah. Any other shurim? How much do you need to eat?
Regular bite.
But what have you done with the bite? You bit.
Swallowed.
You swallowed. Swallowed. So you bite and you swallow. Then you can talk. You need to eat a full kezais. You bite, you swallow a kezais. It's a long time a kezais. It takes a long time to eat the kezais. You may not talk. Yeah, do you remember sukkahs? It was hard to be quiet for so long. It was hard. Okay, I'll tell you what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotten. Lamed Hey. Lo Yasiach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, beginning of the line. Lo Yasiach may not talk. Ad Sheichal Lilois. Ktsas Me'apusa. Until you have bit, you have swallowed, you have bit, a bit of the pusa, of the cut of the chale. Vayiv lo enu. And you have swallowed it. You need to swallow. It doesn't say how much. Rabbi, it does not say how much. So if you're really in a rush, what you're going to do is you're going to take a small bite, and you're going to chew it, and you're going to swallow that small bite. It doesn't say anywhere an amount. It doesn't say anywhere... Ktas, a little bit. You bite, and you, but you need to swallow. So on the one hand, we're learning. You need to swallow. On the other hand, we're learning. There's no shear how much. You bite, you swallow, and you can talk. So, HaChocham Eino Beroisho, as they say. If you're really in a rush, you're gonna take a little bite. Yeah. No, doesn't say anywhere kezayis. I know, but it doesn't say anywhere kezayis. Now, I want to tell you more than that. No, you need to eat the kezayis. But you're right. You need to end up eating a kezayis. You're right. For other reasons. But as far as talking is concerned, you can talk as soon as you swallowed even less than a kezayis. I'm skipping a line in the Mishnah Berurah. He adds even more than that. According to that, Rabbi Yisai, according to that, what happens if a person spoke? He bit again. He made a moitzi. He bit, he spoke, and then he swallowed. Have you seen those people? In school, in a big rush, you're sitting next to you really want to, you make a mouth, you bite, and you talk before swallowing. Is that, have you made Bokhla Tola? Bokhla Tola? You need to make a new amoitzi? New amoitzi? So the truth is that what we said now would indicate that you're right. Because if it's true that you need to swallow, so if you spoke, it could be it's a hefsek. It's a very significant hefsek. You must not talk between the brocha and the swallowing. So if you spoke before swallowing, it's a serious shaila. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's important to know, in after the brackets, if a person spoke whilst he was still chewing, before he swallowed the bread, even matters that are not related to the meal, because that could be that it's not considered a hefsek at all, and he carries on straight into the brackets of the Chaya Odom, Klal Mem Tes Metzalet, Afilu Im Loi Bola, even if you didn't swallow Rak, Hatam Shemotzas Befiv Nal Isa. Some saliva, something, when you chew, as soon as you bite, there's a bit of something coming into, going, you know what I mean? You swallow, you bite, before you actually swallow, there's a bit of something going down your throat. Do you know what I mean? A little bit of something, when you bite, it's automatically the, pardon? Yeah, you name it. Yeah. So that goes, that's considered, the taste, which was like, the Jew, well, yeah. The saliva which was in his mouth from the chewing, you do not need to make a brocha again. So, but the evet, if you started chewing, you bit, and you started to chew, but the evet, it's not ideal. Ideally, you swallow. But if you didn't swallow, but yeah, but it's fine. Yeah.
Talking about the
Balabai swallowing. Anybody. Everybody.
Even after the
Balabai. It won't help you. The Balabai, according to us, Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't help the Balabai swallowing. You can swallow the whole challah straight and it won't help you, as long as you didn't eat. Yep. Now, moving on to a very interesting shaila. We spoke about a person who made a moitzi and he did not eat yet and suddenly realized he hasn't fed his animals. Then what does he do? He's allowed to tell to feed the animal, and that's not before he eats, and that's not considered a hefsek. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. What about? So this now brings us into a side topic, which is the chiyuv of feeding animals before we eat ourselves. There's nothing more. If you ever have a conversation with animal lovers, yeah. And they say that Yidden are so, the halacha is against animal welfare. So the first argument you can have with a person, if you have that kind of conversation, you can say, did you eat before your dog, cat, crocodile, whatever? Did you eat before your pet? Did you eat before? And then, because the halacha says clearly that you are not allowed to eat before you fed your animal. You're not allowed to. What about drinking? So you're going to feed your cat after shachis because but you really want to go to shul and you want to have a cup of water before you go to shul. I'm just making up a case. Can you drink now or do you have to feed your cat first? You can drink first. Pardon? Okay, true, absolutely. What about if you have not, if you want to drink now before you're fed, you woke up, you have not, you haven't given him breakfast, and you haven't had breakfast either. And you want
to,
pardon? Good, now you haven't got time because you're running off to shul, but you want to have a cup of water. Can you or not have a cup of water now? You can. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem. Maichel Behema, Gam Ken Minyanei Suda Hu. To feed an animal is in Yonei Suda. You cannot eat as long as your animal has not eaten. The also lit time, you're not allowed to taste even. Kodim Sheitan Levehemte, before you have fed your animal. You must not even taste something. Don't have a piece. Indeed, the Kasa Magen Avraham, absolutely. Kasa Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, B'shem Sefer Chassim, in the name of Shem Chassim, the Lishto is drinking. Otom Kodim Lebehema, drinking before an animal is permitted. Because it says, I'm going to, you drink something, afterwards I'm going to give drinks for the camels. So it appears that Rivka, Tzadikas, she gave him, Eliezer, that's right, to drink before she gave drinks to the camels. So that obviously shows us that you're allowed to drink before feeding the animals. Yeah? Good news. So, yeah, the Poskim are trying to explain that. So I had once a shayla, somebody once had a fish tank, and he wants to know as to whether he can only eat. That's right, the story goes like this. I had a shayla, somebody went on holidays, and he gave the fish tank to somebody else, and he was asked every day to, what was it? You had to give fish. Does anybody have a fish tank?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to give every day a bit of fish. Okay, so are you allowed to eat before you give the food to the... Why?
Because it's only cattle and herd.
Oh, yeah, good.
And only
good
fish.
Good, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know if it's necessary. I don't know if they actually need to eat it. Do they starve if they don't eat it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think it's more like... Really?
Right,
absolutely, yeah.
By eating, there's no concept of
right, quality. Very good. Absolutely. Okay, so, absolutely. Okay, so the mindset with regards to drinking, you're allowed to drink before feeding your animals. Good. Save Zion. Reuven, Shainot, Teleot, Olachila, V'yakev, Imavoy, Chamoitzi. Okay, does this ever happen to you? That you wash, and you go to the table, and you're about to make a moitzi, and you make a moitzi, and then suddenly one of the crowd has not, suddenly realized he hasn't washed yet. Ever happened? You make a moitzi, and then one of them has not even washed yet. Ever happened? Is it happening? Has it happened ever? Mm-hmm. Happens? So what happens then? Is that a problem or not? And then he said, problem or not problem? Can he just wash? And so he has not really been participating in the... Yeah. He heard that much, but he hasn't washed yet. Problem or not problem? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Before the Shulchan Aruch, Reuven shoynot liyod of lachila. Reuven washes hands for a moitzi. For Yaakov, when we were a moitzi, and Yaakov made a moitzi, when he's chavan a moitzi, Hashem, when he had intention to be moitzi all the everybody around. Ve'ach, kach nike Reuven yodov, and Reuven after, and Reuven after dried his hands, uver until asudahim, and he did until the Sudaim, Loya of Hefzik, and Zokot in Hefzik. For Yoitzim of Yekas Yaakov, is Yoitzim with the Baruch of Yaakov, and it's a Chlach, and the Baruch Bekas Hamoitzi. He will not need to make a renewed Hamoitzi. So the answer is, yes, it works. Absolutely. I don't know if it's Mafia, it just means that it's not considered. The way Mishnah Berurah puts it, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem Dalet, Ve'achkach Negevua, Dini, Kshikol Netila, Bekas Hamoitzi, and Tila Sudaim, Achkach, even if the whole Netila Sudaim was after the Hamoitzi of the Balabais, Gam ken yoytze b'diavet, it's also yoytze b'diavet, to call the loya v'hefzik, it's not going to hefzik, tabet tzorich seuda, it's tzorich seuda. So the washing is tzorich seuda for him, although he had already the hamoytze from the bottom. Yes, you absolutely, you always need to be, you need to have in mind the people who are yoytze b'dibach, absolutely. Absolutely. So if the balabais did not have intention to be moitze him or her, because...
Don't forget to have to have in mind as well, to be going to the bracha of the balabai.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Seif Chaz. Shachach ve'achav lo be'echa moitzi. Unfortunately, many have to do this avek. Shabbalabais moitzib nebeisu bekiddush. That moitzib with kiddush, and people don't have the right intention. It's not. The shoyimim don't have kavanah to be yotze. Yeah. Seif Ches, Shachach ve'ochal, this individual forgot to make a moitzi altogether. Shachach, he forgot. Ve'ochal, and he ate. Ve'loibech, a moitzi, did not make a moitzi. So he started eating, and he forgot to make a moitzi. Im niska, pasoi chasuda, if he remembered in the middle of the meal, mevorich, he makes a bochum a moitzi now. Ve'im loi niska, if he doesn't remember at all, to make a moitzi, atchikam asudos, until he's completed his meal, and mevorich, he does not make a bochum. So if a person forgot to make a moitzi, you can still relax, make a moitzi now, and carry on eating. But if you've completely finished your meal, then it's too late. Im u'mesupek im berech ha-moitzi im lav, a person forgot as to whether to make a moitzi. In the middle of a meal, and he said, actually, did I make a moitzi now or not? Forgot. Did I make a moitzi or not? Talochiz, enu echoz evoch, you do not make a bochum. Why is that? That's right. Absolutely, says Rabbi Kagan. And Rabbi Kagan of the Mishnah Berurah, lehav lebodem l'chaim l'chaim, he says that that it's because Sofik Dabon Nikola, and therefore it's we don't make a bracha. Im b'mokim bekes hamotzi bech shakol ni b'dvoroi. If a person, instead of saying hamotzi lechem in oritz, he says shakol ni b'dvoroi. Have it happened to you, Rabbi Yisai? So making hamotzi, he says shakol. Okay. So, oi sha'oma, or, very interesting shaila, which is brought on Chassam Sofer in Shuvas, oi sha'oma berich rachmona malke moreit ha'epite, he said the bracha of hamotzi in Aramaic. So he says, Borich Achmona, eventually be the rebellion, Malke, Morei, our king, our master, the high pitta who created this past, this bread, Yotzo, Yoyotze. So the two scenarios, he said, Shehakoil, Yoyotze b'di'evet. He said, Baruch in Aramaic, Yoyotze b'di'evet. Of course, Lechat Chilinot, Sef Kotna, in Gimel Mishneh Berurah, this is a huge b'di'evet, but, b'di'evet, you are Yoyotze. Right. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, Basiat Tishmaya, we learned that salt is, you need to have salt on the table because it's compared to Mizbeach. We learned that salt at a table is a kapora. By the way, that element of salt on the table, that like a korban, it applies, do you actually need to dip the challah into the salt? It's not muchach in the Ramo. It says that lohavi ala shulchan melach. You need to bring salt onto the table. It could be they don't necessarily, as far as that is concerned, you don't need to dip the bread into the salt. It's not muchach. Yeah, but that's right. So it's besides the need for salt on the table is because the shulchan is doimed to a mizbeach. We learned that it's a kapora. We learned that you must not interrupt between the bracha and the eating. If you talked, then you have messed up the bracha. Now it depends why you talked. If it's something which is relating to the meal, to the bread, then it's fine. If it's not relating, then but you have to make the bracha again. We spoke about the definition of eating. When is actually the bracha chal? So we said ideally it's swallowing, no shir, but swallowing. But the avet, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah brings. But the avet, you can be relying on just chewing is acceptable. But the avet. We learned that you must in discussion about what is considered tzorich achila. We learned that feeding animals is considered tzorich achila. Hence, if you made a birkas hamotzi and you realize that I haven't fed the animals, you will not eat. You will feed the animals first before eating. Similarly, to instruct somebody else to feed the animal on your behalf. And similarly, but however you got to drinking, we learned that drinking is not considered achila because you're allowed to drink before feeding the animals. We had an interesting Ramah. Achronim do not agree with that Ramah. The Ramah says, if the Balabais made Hamotzi and he ate, everybody else can talk. That is not the Halacha. Mishnah Berurah paskens against it. We learned that a person who washes and he makes Hamotzi and he's Motzi, intensely Motzi everybody, but somebody who's a bit noch schlepper, is a bit behind, he has not washed yet, he can still be Motzi with you Hamotzi. He can still be Yotzi with you Hamotzi. And we also learned somebody who forgot to make hamotzi altogether, he can still make hamotzi later on whilst he's eating. Person not sure as to whether he made hamotzi or not, he should not make because something that won't occur. If a person said shahakol, but yavri zoytzi, if a person said the boch in Aramaic, poich achmona malkemorid, I pita, but yavri zoytzi as well. And that's what we cover tonight, and more to follow tomorrow.